Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with 2 tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You trade it up. And there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands-off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Bryan hits a fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Broxton. Back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant, a two-run homer.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 2 o'clock. And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans starting at $89 and are on sale now at NUSports.com. The pitching matchup tonight up in Milwaukee, John Lackey and Brandon Woodruff. As the Cubs and Brewers go at it again, the Cubs' magic number standing at 6. Last night, Jake Arrieta was victorious and afterwards said he's looking forward to some other big outings.
No, it's just good to be back out there. You know, these are big games, and I want to be a part of as many as I can, especially to try and clinch the division as quick as possible and then kind of line things up for us in October, but we got to get there first.
And first things first, they will play tonight up in Milwaukee. The Cubs can clinch as soon as Sunday. Here's Joe Maddon's lineup for tonight. Jay in center leading off, followed by Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Zobrist at second, Avila behind the plate, Schwarber in left, Hayward in right, Baez at short, Lackey on the mound. And the White Sox open up their final homestand of the season. Ronaldo Lopez and Jason Hamill, the mound opponents, the Sox hosting Kansas City. Pro Football Josh Sitton doubtful for Sunday's game against Pittsburgh, but it looks like Kyle Long, Marcus Wheaton, and Prince Amukamara will all be active. And round two of the Tour Championship in golf, it's Kyle Stanley and Webb Simpson, co-leaders at 6 under, one shot better than Jason Day and Justin Thomas. Jordan Spieth is 2 back. Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Built for Tough Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Steelers game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. FM, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the six-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
We all know that talent is the biggest X factor in all of this, but what is leadership? Who is leading the team? No one really knows, but a locker room that has it, they know.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
And we've lived long enough. Olin Krutz is on Twitter, and what's annoying, what's annoying is that he's good at it right away. Like, you're supposed to, you know, screw around, like, not quite understand it or not know how to use hashtags or fumble around with video or send out some butt tweets, man, or something. But you know what? It's kind of annoying that you're actually, you jumped right in at Olin_Krutz, and you're pretty damn good at the medium already. What the hell?
Have you known Dan and Lawrence? You guys have been my hero for a long time. So just trying to get to your guys.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like Olin doesn't study. I'm sure that Olin has spent some time like studying what people are doing on Twitter and like, yeah, I'm not going to be an idiot like that. Here's some tape for you to break down. That's what it's about. How you doing, Olin?
I've been good. I'm always watching the film, and the way the Bears are going, I figured we got to find a way to promote ourselves a little bit on the post game show. So I figured I'd put some things I see on film on Twitter and see how the fans like it.
Well, I'd love to know, what is it that you saw? I mean, look, we saw how bad Glennon was last week. How much of it is on him, and how much of it is on the guys around him?
Well, it's like, you know, Lawrence, it's always a team. You know, football is a team game, so it's more than one guy. But those two interceptions, you know, I've watched him over and over again, as I'm sure you guys have, and I really can't even explain the throws. I mean, I know you could say that Sims probably could have sat down there, but even if he sat down, he wasn't open. I mean, even if he ran a wrong route, he still wasn't open. And the Bellamy interception, I've watched that thing over and over again. I just can't explain it. I mean, he never takes his eyes off of him. And Bellamy is never open. There is no reason to throw that ball there. So he had a really bad game in Tampa, and I don't know if the pressure to going back to where he was drafted and all that stuff got to him, because he looked pretty good against Atlanta right at the end of the game when Loggins pretty much threw out the run game down 10 points, and they threw the ball, you know, I don't know the exact number, but, you know, from 11 minutes on or third quarter against Atlanta, they threw the ball every play. And he looked really good in that game, getting the ball out of his hands, except for the last four plays to win the game. He made a few bad throws. But in Tampa Bay, on the film, if you're asking me what I saw, he played really bad, and I just can't even explain the really bad decisions he made.
There's so much side-to-side offense. There's so much where it looks like, even though he's 6'7", he's looking for passes close before he takes his eyes down the field, where I always thought the quarterbacks were trained to look deep, middle, short. It looks like Glennon's eyes sort of work oppositely in whatever the Bears are trying to do. And maybe I'm just old-fashioned and just old, but I've been around offensive coaches, Olin, that found value in a long incompletion just because you went long. Even if you stay out of harm's way, but even if a guy's not open, or even if you don't have the best chance in the world, you are obligated to at least throw the ball in the air down the field and show that to a defense to make them think about something. The Bears don't really want to. The ball just never travels very far.
Yeah, and you're right. You want them to take a few shots, and if, you know, if you watch the film, they're calling play actions right around that area where you want them called. Now, you know, right around the 50 or just before they get past the 50 or just before they get to the 50, they've called a few play actions. And, you know, he actually had Tariq run an amazing route, and Glennon didn't hit him. And it looked like Glennon floated towards Leno a little bit. And if he would have got behind Massey and Sitton where he was supposed to be, he would have had enough time to hit Cohen down the field on a long play action. And then Cohen would have been one-on-one with somebody. And I'll take Tariq in that matchup every time. But for whatever reason, if, you know, for all the plays they're calling, all the shot plays they're calling, there's either pressure or we're just not hitting those passes. Or, you know, I think in the Atlanta game, I think it was Tariq too who ran over the middle, and then Glennon threw it out there to him, and I can't remember if he catch or he overthrew him. But they're trying to take that shot, and whether it be pressure or just not sitting up correctly or whatever it may be. But the first thing they got to do to take those shots is get their run game going, and they haven't got Howard going yet. They haven't got him lathered up. It seems like they give him the ball once, and then he's on the sideline for five or six plays, and maybe in the second quarter try to get him three or four more times, or, you know, they lose 3 yards on their first carry to Howard like they did in this past game against Tampa Bay. So, you know, before you take those shots, I think you got to get the ball to Howard and get that run game going again.
I always thought Ron Turner had a good feel for that in some of your offenses. When some of the games when Rex Grossman was really going, there would be, and it got to the point where I could feel it, and it was always that well-delivered play action on a skinny post to Mohsin Mohamed. Or they would find Bernard Berry, and sometimes just the X receiver just streaking down the field on a straight go. But it made safeties think a little bit, and, you know, and every once in a while, you know what, you hit it. Next thing you know, you got a 75-yard touchdown in there, a 55-yard touchdown. But it just seemed to be something you did because you were supposed to.
Right, and it's interesting because Loggins came out this week and said, you know, we're going to see, you know, stacked boxes, and we're going to see seven men or eight men boxes. And you know, I went back to look in the film, and that's really not true. You know, they're stopping them, you know, with seven guys in a box or six guys in a box against three wide receivers. And that's the problem, right? Because there's no safeties peeking. There's no linebackers running up and dropping their coverage. And there's no room open underneath. So what Ron would do is, you know, get that run game going, get a safety to stick his nose in there and then hit him up over the top. And the Bears haven't been able to do that yet. And it's because, you know, like Tampa Bay pretty much stopped their run. You know, if they're in regular, by that I mean, you know, a tight end, a fullback, or two tight ends, stop their run with seven guys. And if they're in nickel with three wide receivers, they stop their run with six guys. So now they have all the guys they need in coverage, and they don't have to worry about it. And a Bears offensive line, you know, it all works together. There's some plays where they're not keeping their pad level down on play action pass, so no one's buying it. And then they're not, you know, they're not running the ball, so the safeties aren't really interested in stepping up in there and stopping the run.
Olin, I'm curious about if I'm seeing the right thing. When I look at Bears tape a couple days later, I've seen throughout his tenure here with the Bears that Bobby Massey seems to struggle against speed rushers. Is that your assessment too?
Yeah, he struggled this week. He did really well against Atlanta, against Beasley, who we know is a very good speed rusher. You know, got beat by that at the end of the game by I think his name is Reed, and really it was because Leno got bull rushed into Glennon. But this past week, you always got to take into account, Lawrence, that you know, they're on silent count when they're away from home, and he did struggle a little more this week than he did, but he looked really good the first week. But you know, if you ask me, really good speed rushers, who struggles against him? Well, that's everybody on the road and against silent count. And everybody keeps saying, you know, the NFL has a lineman problem. And the more film I watch, I tend to believe the NFL has a scheme problem where the offensive coordinator, they just split everybody out. And what I want everybody to do, and you guys can do this there in the studio, is, Lawrence, you stand up, you take two steps back, and let Dan run at you, okay? And here's the rule. Dan can grab you and throw you, and you can't grab him. Okay, so that's how hard it is to pass block. So you're one-on-one with a guy now. You don't know the snap count, so you got to get off the ball. You got to go backwards. This guy's running at you. You got to stop him. Look, unless you have Walter Jones or Joe Thomas, so the guy is going to get beat at some point in the game. I was watching the San Francisco Rams game, and the 49ers left Donald one-on-one on the last four plays, and they got beat because of it. You got to double-team these guys when it's pass pro. The NFL has a scheme problem where these guys just say, look, you have to block them. We're going to get as many receivers. Mike Marsh used to call it Star Wars, where he'd get as many receivers as possible, and the quarterback would eventually get killed. So, yes, I mean, on the road, silent count, you can see the Bears, they're touching each other because they're not calling a snap count. And when the ball snaps, the guard's going to touch the tackle, and he's going to move. So already he's a step behind against a guy like Noah Spence, and he's in trouble.
I always heard from Brian Billick something that comes to mind when it comes to an individual defender. And you mentioned, you know, Aaron Donald is both of these things. But Brian Billick said his philosophy is run away from strength, run at speed. How does that affect an individual blocker? If you know your guy is strong, you have to do one thing. And if you know your guy is fast, primarily, what does that mean as far as your whether or not you set short or what angles you might give or how you're going to turn your hips? What is the general philosophy when your individual matchup is either fast or strong?
Well, you know, against if you're talking about just pass rush, Dan, if it's a speed rusher, which, you know, I didn't face a ton of those, obviously playing center, but if I did have a speed guy, say on third down, they move John Randall inside or somebody of that nature, then you give up the bull rush, right? You set back, you keep your head up, and you don't fall for moves. You keep your eyes on a small target on his chest, and you don't watch his head because that's what he's juking you with. And if he runs straight down your middle, then that's good because you can stop that bull rush there. And obviously what made John Randall so great is the guys who can do both. But, you know, you give the bull rush, you make them run you over if they're a speed guy. Now, if they're a power guy, you make them make a move. So by that, I mean you don't give up any ground. You get your hands on them as fast as possible. And in the O-line world, we call that start the fight. So you go there and you start the fight with him. So he has to move side to side. So you want to make a big, strong guy go side to side, and you want to make a fast guy come right at you.
Olin, if you're in that locker room, I know that you've dealt with quarterbacks that haven't necessarily played as well as anyone would hope.
we could list them, but we'll be here all day.
We could. But what happens in the building? And I would imagine it doesn't take long for pros to go, I don't think this guy's very good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's whispering of that nature going on. And to be honest, if you're in the building and you're doing that, then you got to cut it out because the NFL is hard enough. Really, you know, the guys you have to face every week, you just have to worry about your job. And I know that sounds cliche, but you do. You have to worry about your job and what you're doing. And it will affect the locker room, but, you know, it's just a matter of fact of, is Trubisky better than Glennon? Well, no one really knows that yet because Trubisky looked good in the preseason, but who the hell was he playing against? Now, I'm on record saying I think they should go to Trubisky already, but if that does infect the locker room and they don't have a lot of leadership in there and guys just start willing to play. Now, a great example is the guys I play with is Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, Peanut Tillman, Tommy Harris, Alex Brown. Those guys could care less who was playing quarterback. They came out to dominate. We'd come off the field playing terrible on offense, and they would say, get ready. We're getting you guys the ball back in good field position. We're going to give you a short field and just get us 10 to 15 points and we'll win the game. And they weren't lying. I mean, that's the stuff they would do. So that's the way you have to approach it. You just got to do your job. And I hope that that's not infecting the locker room right now.
I mean, look how far we are removed from some of these terrific Bears teams on which you played. You've got Brian Urlacher has hair. Olin Krutz is on Twitter. And Peanut Tillman is training to be an FBI agent. Did you think that was real with Peanut? Because I know he talked about that, but I saw that news that he actually is going to try to do this, going to try to be federal law enforcement officer.
I had heard that it was, you know, something he wanted to do. And if you know Peanut Tillman, as I'm sure you guys do, when he wants to do something, it usually gets done. So, you know, when I heard that and then I heard he was going to do it, that didn't shock me at all. So Peanut's the kind of guy that if he has something he wants to do, that's probably going to get done. And you know, he wants to be an FBI agent and it's getting done.
Back to the gun range, yeah. We're having you and Fred Miller and everything.
I don't think I could be an FBI agent, to be honest with you. I don't think they'll allow me.
I like the route that you're taking better, Olin. It's a much better route. It's, you know, I'm going to help my kids play. Maybe I'll do some radio and be on Twitter. Have a cocktail every now and again. That seems like a much better route.
Listen, Lawrence, you got to love the pros, okay? You got to love the NFL. It's a good life. So, yes, it is a good life, and playing football was good to me.
Olin, great as always, and we will look forward to hearing you this weekend on the postgame show.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
That is Olin Krutz, brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your store for fall fashion, dresses, suits, sweaters, shoes, all your family's favorite brand name looks, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington style for everyone.
Can I just say that as someone who covered Olin for a majority of his career, I'm really happy that the listener, the Bear fan, gets to hear this version of Olin, because we get it. You know, we would get this version of him
once in a while.
It would only be like every now and again. There would be, a couple of times a year where he might grab me and be like, hey, I heard you, and this was bad, and this is why it was bad. And he would explain it to me. And you pick up things and you learn stuff. But like the teaching version of Olin Krutz.
I love that.
It's great.
When coaches would do that. You were wrong. And I'm going to show you why, and then you won't make the mistake again.
Correct.
Thanks, Tony.
And getting that from Olin, like usually with Olin, it would be like before the season started or towards the end. Like if you caught him in that like weird week between preseason game four and the start of the regular season, he was open to talking about big concepts in football. Maybe not particularly what the Bears were doing, but concepts. And then every now and again, you get a, hey, come here, stupid. And then you get the talking to from Olin. But I like that the Score listener gets this now, that they get all the great information that Olin has to share. And you see why people around those teams always talked about his leadership and him being one of the smartest guys in the locker room.
Earlier, when I was worried about getting the Puerto Ricans mad at me by potentially misidentifying Daddy Yankee.
Olin, so, not Puerto Rican.
No, but look what I did. I misidentified the caliber of the AK-47, which I should have known fires a 7.62 millimeter round. So I was so concerned about having the Humboldt Park uprising, and now the gun folks are mad at me. So I can't win. I can't win. I avoided one hell coming to breakfast, and now...
Well, you're allowed to go to Humboldt Park tonight, is what you're saying.
Well, because the restaurant scene there is Logan Square, Humboldt Park, what's going on around there, and what's there. I know some people that bought a building like on the boulevard there that was worth X, that is, they put some money into it, and it is now... There's some beautiful,
of course,
beautiful homes out there. And an aggressive restaurant scene going. I just saw, who was it that ranked Chicago as like the number one culinary destination or the number one rising star of the world or something like that?
That's exciting.
Was it Eater or?
I don't know. You're into that. Sephora. That's not my thing.
There's some major magazine that just had a lot of high praise for Chicago. But I apologize, gun people. I'm sorry for saying 9mm when it's 7.62 millimeter.
You ever shot a gun?
Metal jacket. Yes. I shot 22s all the time as a kid, and I've shot shotguns for skeet.
Sam Acho had his charity event, the waiter thing, the celebrity waiter thing, and they took all the guys away. And Mitch Unrein was one of the guys that was there, so his wife Corey was there. She's a bronze medal winner.
Trap shooting, right?
Yes, and she was, honestly, like, I want to bring her on the air because the amount of detail she was giving me, she's moving from being a one-eyed shooter to a two-eyed shooter.
Binocular, yeah.
And she's saying that it's been a really hard adjustment for
her.
I've
heard hitters talk about that. I've heard monocular hitting versus binocular hitting tracking a baseball.
Dan, it's so funny because that's what she was telling me about her training. I was like, oh, so they're doing the stuff that they do like with the tennis balls, with the panels, yep, and everything. And she's like, absolutely. And we started talking about it, and I asked her like about her training, her ability to train. And she said she can't train here because there isn't an Olympic size gun range here for her. There's like nowhere apparently in the state.
Well, the distances at which she's got to hit that thing, she can't simulate.
It was so fast. Like, she's so interesting. Like, she's such an interesting person to talk to. And I don't know a ton about guns, but she was breaking it down and talking about how she's making this transition. It would be a phenomenal interview. If I have a long show soon, I'm going to see if she could come on, because she's a fascinating character, and the amount that they have to, like, she has to leave and then go back out to Colorado to train while he's doing his thing here.
Well, she can also train at altitude. I don't know if it matters in shooting sports.
Oh, I don't. You know what? That's a good question. I've never
because they get lowering your heart rate and all that. I don't know if the, what the
that's a good question.
I don't know what the effect of altitude is on, because she's not an endurance athlete, obviously. But you talk about the it's really important for the endurance athletes to have the less oxygen when they train because it builds up your the red corpuscles. But the I don't the shooters all have to be able to control their heart
for sure. And she busts on Mitch like it's just great. Like talking about, because they try to decide which is the harder thing to do, being an NFL player or being an Olympic medalist. And then they go through this whole like.
One's a lot worse for you. I know that.
Well, yeah. Well, they know that too. But as far as interesting people, a sports couple goes, I put Mitch and Corey right up there. They're top notch.
He's Lawrence Holmes in for Jason Goff coming up at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Brewers and Cubs. This could be it. This could be the last stand for the Milwaukee Brewers needing these last two games. Now, the Cubs take one of these two, they're pretty much salting this away. And I know they're looking at it that way. That was a playoff game last night. That was one of these things that you will look at as the leverage index of just that game could end up being enormous. And we knew it going in. And we know this is these next two are big, too. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, 312-644-6767. You got the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by GNC. Live well. Let's be real. When you saw that the Rams and Niners were hooking up on Thursday Night Football, you probably tried to convince yourself that you were not going anywhere near that one. But the joke is on you, because that wasn't just a great game. That was the greatest Thursday night game in a long, long time. That might have been the best football game in a long, long time. It had everything. Fumbles, an onside kick, a crucial two-point conversion attempt, a couple of teams standing in the center of the ring trading haymakers. That was a freaking shootout. Remember when Mike Martz said that the hiring of Sean McVay made him want to, quote, puke? Me neither. Three games in, that quote looks worse than ever, because this group is totally different under Sean McVay. What they look like is an NFL team, and Jared Goff finally looks like an NFL quarterback. I'm Jim Rome.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than two times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or seven times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restricted supply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus day in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs. Almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 Duet signing. First month's payment due at signing. Zero security deposit, taxes, and fees extra.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Must qualify. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10-2-17.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important
part. You traded up to draft the number two overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? Are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Glennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose.
Uh-huh.
Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
Good afternoon, 2:32, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans starting at just $89, and they're on sale now at NUSports.com. Looks like the Bears will be a bit healthier for Sunday's game against Pittsburgh over at Soldier Field. Josh Sitton is doubtful, but we should see Kyle Long for the first time, as well as Prince Amukamara and Marcus Wheaton should all three of those guys should be active. Elsewhere around the league, Minnesota quarterback Sam Bradford, he will miss his second straight game. He's got a bad knee, and it's both a bad knee and a bad back for Cincinnati tight end Tyler Eifert, who will miss Sunday's game against Green Bay. College football tonight, it's number 23 Utah against Arizona. Meanwhile, tomorrow it's Notre Dame against Michigan State, and both Northwestern and Illinois, they have the weekend off. And in golf, second round of the Tour Championship down in Atlanta, Paul Casey and Webb Simpson are co-leaders as the lead keeps jacking around down in Atlanta. Breaking news on the score, brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Built for Tough Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Steelers game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Country Financial. Country Financial. You want to plan for the future, but what does that mean? When you have more questions than answers, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. So, to solve the big challenges of tomorrow, take simple steps today at countryfinancial.com/simple steps.
It's Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes sitting in for Jason today on this sweltering Friday. My God, is it hot out.
How you feeling about this late September heat that we got going on?
You know, it's funny because I generally like fall.
Me too.
And this particularly early fall is generally one of the great times of year when it's in the, you know, 60s and 70s. This is, I love these weekends because hockey games haven't started yet. Youth hockey games haven't started yet, and fall baseball's in full swing. And it's usually ideal. Everything's just right. You don't have to put sunscreen on. You're not, it's not that heavy hot. And now it is. And it's like, ugh, get on with it already.
I have the condo, and then, you know, when Mel and I got married, I got a house. And so I rent out the condo, and I got a new renter coming in. So I've been spending a lot of time like cleaning up, doing some maintenance, like that thing. And it's, I forgot how it's a three story walk up.
And so you're completely drenched.
So taking the trash out and everything else. And today I was over there. I was like, man, this is, I needed to get up out of here, and I did, which was great. But it's just, it was oppressively hot yesterday.
And then the lighting is starting to change now, and the sun's going down. It feels autumnal. You know, it's getting there. There's pumpkin spice everywhere. Already in front of the Jewel, there's this huge mound of pumpkins, and it's 95 degrees out. You know?
I saw a little Debbie now has, like, you know how they have the zebra cakes? They now have something like, it's like fall cakes or something like this. Just the same formula, but you make it orange and brown and yellow because it's the fall and you're doing all the weird fall stuff. We're not far. We're not far from seeing the Christmas stuff, Dan.
Oh, I know. Halloween is already everywhere.
It's already, when we did the Score Fantasy Draft, and that was what, 3 weeks ago? The Halloween candy was already out. So We're probably what, 2-3 weeks away from Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah, and it felt like October baseball last night, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, that was a really, really entertaining game.
That's why I like both fan bases being in the ballpark. Like it added to what I already thought was a really big series, big four game series where maybe you have the opportunity to kind of close this thing out if you're the Cubs. So it already felt that way. It's big for the Brewers because they can still fight into this wild card thing, that there's still a glimmer of hope from that. And if the Cubs were to have been swept in this series, there's the feeling of, oh no. But now, because you're backing that up with a series against the Cardinals, a four-gamer, right? Is it a four-game series against the Cardinals before the three-game series against the Reds to finish this whole thing out? And now you've given yourself, you're taking days off the calendar, you're winning games, you're basically getting two for ones, and now your magic number's six.
Here's the thing,
it can be done.
This is, as much as Milwaukee's trying to create some kind of rivalry. It's not there. And
I disagree.
I can't, other than Ryan Braun, who just himself is detestable, I don't really have a reason to not like the Milwaukee Brewers.
That's you. But the Brewers have a bunch of reasons to not like the Cubs. And that's where, just because we don't necessarily feel the rivalry with Milwaukee doesn't mean that the teams don't feel a rivalry with each other. Mm. And it's what we've been talking about throughout the season. It was the Thames start and everyone kind of going, oh, why is he doing Bosio?
Raised eyebrows and the Bosio stuff.
Saying on these airways of what he thought. Then there was the rain delay stuff.
But that's also petty.
Of course, but that's how rivalries start.
And part of it, too, is that Milwaukee was an American League team, you know, and they just, you didn't get the generational aspect of it.
You have the time change 2 weeks ago that they were mad about. Then you have the sweep that I think that there is a rivalry between the Cubs and the Brewers. I just think that the fan bases haven't necessarily kind of glommed onto it because it hasn't over the last few years. It's been Cubs and Pirates because that's been contentious, and you have the wild card game of them, and you have Sean Rodriguez, aka X-Pac, acting weird and punching Gatorade machines and
Gatorade machine.
And the Cardinals are kind of always there. But yeah, I think that this year it's turned up a little bit because there have been actual incidents that the Brewers as an organization have taken offense to. And that helps to build the rivalry.
Whitewater, Wisconsin. This is Corey on the Score.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Corey.
Hey, I just want to agree with what Dan's saying. I don't really think that there's much of a rivalry here. I live up. I'm a Cubs fan, but I love to hear about it. And from their perspective, though, so this is where I sort of agree with Lawrence, that there is a rivalry. Like, they get a little chippy around, like, when the Cubs come to town. Most of the other time, you know, it's pretty good-natured ribbing. But when the Cubs come to town, they get kind of annoying. And
well, resentment is different from true rivalry, I think. I mean, maybe it is what we referred to as the Wrigley North effect. It's like this isn't our, but like you don't even have home field advantage
at your home.
It's not even your territory when even that's been usurped. And I understand it's perfectly reasonable to be unhappy about that. But turn out, show out. You buy the $9 secondary market ticket and drive over there and park and go to a game, you know?
But it's like that in other, like, Cubs fans go to Pittsburgh. Cubs fans go to St. Louis. I've seen those games. That's what happens when you have a team that's got a fan base and a good team that has a fan base. It's going to travel. So there's going to be,
right.
There were Cardinals fans here last weekend for Cubs Cardinals.
The Brewers are not an international brand like other teams, like the Yankees or the Cubs. They're more like the White Sox.
Sure.
When you've got a small, impassioned fan base that you just have to turn out a higher percentage of them to fill your own park.
Right. But, I mean, you do have the whole state to pull from. I don't know how that breaks down. I don't know if the whole state is behind the Brewers the way that it's behind the Packers. You know, is there a connection? Is there a statewide connection with the Brewers, or is it more associated with the city of Milwaukee?
Jack in Bucktown, you're on WSCR.
Hey guys, that game last night was just brought back memories of October. Really exciting. It looks like the Cubs are going to break this trend of World Series champions not getting into the dance. I think that's interesting, and I think you guys hit it on the head. The Brewers rivalry, and I know it's different with the fan base, Dan, but when you go up to a park and 50 to 60% of it is Cubs, I just think that the Cubs fans can never really view the Brewers as rivals until they, I guess if they beat them on the field and make the playoffs, that's one thing. But there's something different about going up to that park, and it's like a home game. That does something to the rivalry, even though it probably shouldn't. The fans don't have something to do with it, but there's something about that takes away from the rivalry, even though it shouldn't.
Well, maybe it kind of should, I guess. If you're there's such hegemon that you are rolling waves of your fans into an opposing park like that, and at that point, how mad can you be? Like, how dare you do this? Well, you know, scoreboard, you just dribbled two consecutive games down your leg and you're whining about the Cubs fans. Those are two brutal consecutive
You got some backing in the bullpen problems, and you also have the poster child for why wins don't matter on the mound yesterday.
Pitching wins, yes.
Yeah, pitching wins with Zach Davies on the mound and his league-leading 17 wins. Enjoy that. I had this guy has been all year. At the beginning of the year, he said to me, he's like, hey, I made my buddy a bet about Chris Sale. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, I bet him Sale could get 20 wins. And I said, why would you make a win bet?
Ever do that?
I said, why didn't you go ERA below 3 or 300 strikeouts or, you know, something like that?
Or XFIP?
Well, he definitely wasn't going to go XFIP. But even if we just take some of the peripherals, like, why wouldn't you go like 300 strikeouts, for example? Like, I bet Sale gets because he can control that. And he's like, he's totally going to get 20 wins. And is Sale on 17? He's on 17 and he's got, what, maybe one more start left to make?
Calling from 1972?
Apparently. And I can't.
You want a stat? You want sabermetrics?
Oh, wait. Dan wasn't here for this. Oh, Dan.
Oh, I saw the WFAN thing?
Yes.
It was the other New York station, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Or Yes Network. It's not even worth it.
It's but yet the sound
is. You want a stat?
No, you want
sabermetrics?
I can't argue with that. This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers. There are some people asking what the Cubs' current divisional and playoff odds are. Well, I can actually give you that info via the Baseball Prospectus Playoff Odds Report. If that's the kind of thing you like, it'll probably make you feel good. You've got WSCR, the score.
Miss the Scores Bears postgame show starring former Bear All-Pro center Olin Krutz.
I can't see the positives right now.
Former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
Howard needs to be on the field. They need to be feeding him the ball.
And Scores senior football expert Paul Barkish.
Why not, down 29 points with a quarter to play, get Mitch Trubisky his first action of his NFL career?
The Scores Bears postgame show.
This week, due to the Cubs game, heard exclusively on 670thescore.com.
Presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit Inspire Sleep.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number 2 overall. You traded up.
That's the most important
part. You traded up to draft
the
number 2 overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? Are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Moms on Monday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go!
David Boreanaz stars.
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, premiering Wednesday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score.
Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Morning. I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Handley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app, the best.
Only CBS. This is 70 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Pythagorean Theorem. The Pythagorean Theorem, Fed.
Was he mad about the actual Pythagorean theorem? Was he mad about Pythagorean?
No,
record?
He wasn't talking about Pythag. He was talking about Pythagorean theorem. He went into a whole thing about that.
You know, see, that part I didn't understand because I thought apparently like Michael Kay was talking about run differential and Pythagorean record.
Well, Kay, like the video of it is great because Michael Kay is like just like okay, like just so calm and just like.
All right, I did not know who that guy was.
Oh,
the
old
angry guy. I'm not sure why he's so mad, but does he actually know the actual geometric?
Well, the people that sit there at their desk that only know the naked body through National Geographic.
What?
Well, that's the other thing. If you like statistics, you also can't like girls. That was another one of his hypotheses, is that you can't.
What audience is he playing to?
Well, you know what audience he's playing to.
Yeah, but one from many years ago.
And they were talking about Pro Football Focus. And
it's
Anthony
football.
Anthony Heron made a really good point about it. He said, you know that a lot of the people that are dissecting the film for Pro Football Focus played in the NFL.
Yeah, it's Chris Collinsworth's company, isn't it?
Correct.
And he played in the NFL.
Yes.
Right?
And there are other NFLers that break down and write these scouting reports and write these grades on what happens in a game. I don't understand people's aversion to statistic. Now, I'm someone who likes to keep my feet in both the objective and subjective. And I don't know why you can't do that. Why is that so threatening? Why is it you're allowed to marry the two? You can be like, okay, from my naked eye, shout out to Veruca Salt. Is that Veruca Salt? No, that's Luscious Jackson. You can look at something and say, I think that this guy stinks. And then
go see if it's right.
You can go see, well, here's what it says statistically. And you can follow along with both. And you can see how to marry. I don't understand people that are so, like, intimidated by numbers that they feel like they have to lash out at people who like to use numbers.
Well, we were talking with Len Casper about it regarding some of the defensive metrics and all the discussion of Addison Russell and Javier Baez at short. And then what jumped off the page at me was that Ben Zobrist has been the Cubs' best second baseman defensively.
Now, see, this is where I don't like the objective because I think defensive metrics are still bad. And with the naked eye test, I think Javi's a better shortstop than Addison Russell.
That's not even close, though.
I understand that. But I did see something last night that made me think about it, too. My concern with Addison Russell has always been his arm. And it's whether he has the yips. There was a play last night where he cut in front, or Bryant didn't cut in front of him. And he let him kind of, sidearm it. And I just feel like that something's up, whether it's the yips or there's something wrong with that shoulder. His throwing motions don't look as strong to me as they did when he first came up.
And he's still second among all shortstops in defensive runs saved.
Right. And he does a great job of being positioned and getting to those balls. I just worry about the throwing aspect of it.
And he has 14 times more defensive runs saved than Javier Baez at the position.
14 times?
Javi's got one. He's got.
Is that right?
Two. Yep.
That's fantastic. You can marry those two things.
This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Okay, this is Baseball Prospectus, and these are their calculated playoff percentage odds. As of right now, the Chicago Cubs at 85-67 have a 93.4% chance of winning the division and a 97.9% chance of making the playoffs. So there it is. The Milwaukee Brewers have a 23.9% chance of making the playoffs. So last night's game broke hard in both directions. And for it to come down the way it did, and for the Brewers to have their souls sucked out of them for the second game in a row, this is the kind of thing that a lot of people like to think that teams have to go through to forge the medal of a champion. It's not true. You don't really have to go through this kind of thing.
There are teams that have stumbled their way into September and won, and there are teams that have played great baseball in September and then been knocked out in the divisional round.
And teams that also have come out of nowhere and had a great season and never had to go through any adversity and won the World Series. Sometimes it just happens, and you don't have to pay your dues. You don't have to get past. You don't have to beat the champ to be the champ and all that stuff.
To beat the man, you gotta beat the man.
Yeah, no. Woo! No, actually, you don't. I always said people don't care that the 85 Bears didn't get to avenge their loss to the Miami Dolphins. It was supposed to be that, remember?
Milwaukee, by the way, only one game out of that second wild card spot.
But it was supposed to be that, and everyone's like, oh, the Patriots? And nobody cares. Nobody cares, nobody remembers.
Still celebrating it.
Exactly. Well, I guess they care in that regard. And a good point here from the 773, the concern with Addison Russell is going to end up killing someone with a flying bat. Yeah, you're going to see nets all over baseball.
He flies his bat all the time.
We are going to talk baseball with Matt Pauly of WTMJ 620, part of the Brewers radio coverage, is going to be part of your radio fun next here on The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson.
We believe that the rebuild was the right time. For us in the office, we just have to remain committed and positive. We got to be patient and disciplined. That's where I think we're on the right track.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld, but you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus day in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts, safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many a penny.
Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.